With nearly 100 films competing for summer box office dollars, Hollywood studios choose their opening date battles carefully. Last week, the Adam Sandler comedy Click had the weekend virtually to itself. Next week, moviegoers will duck the firepower of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. But this week, despite the fact that Superman Returns is soaring over the competition on some 4,000 screens, another film opens on close to 3,000 screens. It's a comedy about the fashion industry, specifically aimed at women. It's called The Devil Wears Prada. Bob Mondello says it's not quite ready to wear.
If you're telling a Cinderella story, you need a good, wicked stepmother. And The Devil Wears Prada has Meryl Streep playing Miranda Priestly. She's the demanding, hard-driving editor of the fashion magazine Runway. And she enters the film at full stride, terrorizing her staff.
I don't understand why it's so difficult to confirm an appointment.
No, I'm so sorry, Miranda. I actually did confirm.
The details of your incompetence do not interest me. Tell Simone I'm not going to prove that girl that she sent me for the Brazilian layout. I asked for clean, athletic. Smiling, she sent me dirty, tired, and paunchy. An RSVP, yes, the Michael Kors party. I want the driver to drop me off at 9:30 and pick me up at 9:45 sharp. Then call Natalie at Gloria's Foods and tell her no for the 40th time. No, I don't want duck wise. I want torts filled with warm rhubarb compote. Then call my ex-husband.
Once Wicked's stepmother is in place, enter Cinderella, here called Andy Sachs and played by Anne Hathaway, as a fresh-out-of-college crusading journalist interviewing a bit cluelessly for the job of Miranda's assistant.
Basically, it's this or Auto Universe.
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
Well, I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
Andy gets the job, despite the interview, and when she spills something at lunch, is taken under the wing of a fairy godmother of sorts named Nigel.
Oh, never mind. I'm sure you had plenty more polyblend where that came from.
Okay. You think my clothes are hideous, I get it. But, you know, I'm not going to be in fashion forever, so I don't really see the point of changing everything about myself just because I have this job.
Yes, that's true. That's really what this multi-billion-dollar industry is all about anyway, isn't it? Inner beauty.
Could there be a business more ripe for satire than the fashion industry? Outside of Hollywood, I mean. In both cases, fashion and Hollywood, the product is, by design, unnecessary but entertaining. The people making the product are, by nature, talented but obsessed with the superficial. The public face of both cultures is beautiful. The backstabbing behind the scenes, less so. It's a marriage made in heaven, no? So why does the movie feel so toothless? Well, partly because director David Frankel hails from TV sitcoms and can't shake their rhythms, partly because he's trying to turn Anne Hathaway, who's been groomed to look like Julia Roberts, into Mary Tyler Moore, and partly because he's way too fond of fashion montages. But the bigger problem is that his Cinderella is really hard to root for. To get ahead in a business she sneers at, she abandons her friends, disses her father, mistreats her lover, double-crosses a co-worker, and generally turns into a shrew. Hathaway has a nice smile, but even with Streep stealing the picture from her at every possible opportunity, it doesn't take long before The Devil Wears Prada wears a little thin. I'm Bob Mondello.